Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We begin last week getting into some details about what is disrespect and how disrespect and dishonor is shown. I didn't really intend to go this way. I was teaching on honor and whom to honor, and then the Lord emphasized to me early on, focus on this. So much of what honor and respect is what we don't say and what we don't do. And to stop the disrespect. We are still suffering in this country from the rebellion of the 60s. We've got second and third generations now that have grown up not being taught proper respect and proper honor. And people are saying and doing all manner, from the youngest to the oldest, all manner of rude, uncouth and disrespectful, dishonorable stuff, and act like they don't even see it. And some people don't see it. You know, how can you miss what you never had? How can you recognize what you never grew up with? You didn't see it in your parents. You didn't see it in your grandparents. I know people don't like to talk about these things, but I'm telling you, some things have been lost over these past 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Some major things have been lost. But you and I do not have to live without it. We know the source of honor. We know the teacher about these things, and we've asked him more than once to teach us different aspects of this. Do you believe he's heard our prayer?
Yes.
He has heard our prayer, and it's happening right now. We went to Genesis, and we saw the beginning of disrespect. Now, if you want the previous teachings, they're available. Go back into Word Supply, download it off the internet, catch up with us. We've already covered a lot of ground. But we went back to Genesis and saw that there was no disrespect in the garden with God and Adam and Eve. There was no dishonor until the devil came. And from the moment he gets on the scene, you hear the disrespect. Has God said? Questioning in disrespect, dishonor. Did God really say that? Now, you know, you can't cover every possible manifestation of disrespect, but we can get the spirit of it, can't we? We can recognize the tone of it, what it looks and sounds like, the feel of it. Do you want to get every bit of this ugly stuff out of your life?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
And if you'll help your children not to have this in them, you'll help them avoid untold hurts and problems in their life as they get older and as they go on. So many things God had prepared for people and brought them to it and it to them. And they showed up and disrespected it and talked some things and did some things they shouldn't have done and messed up the plan and provision of the Lord. Let's stop doing that. He said, did God say? And then we see them tell him, yes, God said, you don't eat of the fruit of the tree. Then we see the disrespect and the contradiction. Nah, you won't really die. Disrespect. And we begin sharing five eyes of disrespect. And the first one we saw there in the garden was ignoring. We see that they were very clear, don't eat of the tree or you will die. And yet Eve took it, ate of it, gave it to Adam. He ate. They acted like God never said anything to them. They acted like they never heard this. Like he didn't matter. What he said didn't matter. Isn't that disrespectful?
Yes.
To act like you never even heard it, like it wasn't even there. So ignoring is disrespectful. What was the second one? Did we get into that? Anybody remember? The second eye, five eyes of disrespect, was interrupting. Interrupting. Let's read that verse again. Interrupting. Proverbs 18:13 in the NIV says, he who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. Today's English version says, listen before you answer. If you don't, you're being stupid and insulting. Anybody in here wants to be stupid and insulting? Then do what? Listen before you answer. Easy to Read translation says it like this: let people finish speaking. That would revolutionize the world. Let people finish speaking before you try to answer them. That way you will not embarrass yourself and look foolish. Let people finish speaking. Say that out loud. Let people finish speaking. Is your husband a people?
Yes.
Is your wife a people?
Yes.
Are your kids people?
Yes.
Hmm? The people you work with, people?
Yes.
So what are you supposed to do with people according to this verse? Help me out. Let them finish speaking before you try to answer. I know the Lord has helped me again and again not to mess up and make mistakes as a leader by this right here. There's been, I don't know, over the years, scores of times, I guess, that something bothered me. It appeared to be this way, and I was ready to change some things. And the Lord dealt with me. Ask questions. Find out what happened. And listen. Don't talk first. And so, there have been a number of times people might not have known that I was bothered by it. The Lord helped me. But I asked questions, and I'm ready to do some things, but as I heard their response, the Lord helped me to see. See, it's not like you thought it was. It's different than you thought. And I totally set aside what I had in mind, and I was so glad I didn't just come and start talking and start saying, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do the other. It pays to listen, doesn't it? It pays to listen. James 1 and 19. Would you turn there? Let's look at this. James 1, 19. What does it say? Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Say that out loud. Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Say it again. Quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Quick to hear. The Amplified says it like this. Understand this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener. A ready, does that describe you? When people think, I'm not talking about what you say about yourself. When other people think about you, do they think, you know, that someone calling your name, they are a good listener. Well, that can change.
Amen.
Can't it?
Yeah.
You know, you and I and everybody on the planet are today how and what we have become, not what we have to be. You hear people talking about, well, I'm just this way. I've just always been this way. That's a lie right there. You were not born that way. You have not always been that way. You have become that way. Well, I guess this is just how I am, and you just have to love me the way I am. No, we don't. Why do you think that? We can love you and not love your goofy ways at all. We don't have to love all your ways, ungodly, unchristlike ways. Hmm? See, people just make up things and pretend they're scriptures. No, quick to what? Quick to hear and slow to speak. I shared last Sunday, one of the great things my natural father did for me was listen to me. I mean, as a 10 and 12 year old, and especially as a 15, 16 year old, He'd sit and listen to me for an hour. Not interrupt me. Just listen to me. Now, I'm sure everything I was saying wasn't amazing and profound at 10 years old. But it did something to me. It gave me a sense of value that what I had to say would matter. And there's a lot of parents nowadays that act all mystified. They say, how do you get your kids to talk to you? Here it is. Be a good listener. So many have not. They just, you know, they just shut their kids off and they won't hear their side of it. And they don't act like they got anything to say. And you do that 10, 20, 30 times, well, they'll quit talking to you. I would open up and share things, you know, that, why? Because you know it's going to be heard, not just randomly listened to, but actually heard. Somebody's going to try to understand what you're saying. So, whether it's husbands and wives, whether it's parents and children, whether it's employee, employer, it makes no difference what the relationship is, you can initiate an immediate improvement and closeness if you're willing to become a good hearer. Do you believe this or not?
Yes.
Become a good hearer, a good listener. To say it again and make it a confession. Say it out loud. I am. Quick to hear. And slow to speak.
And slow to get mad.
That's me.
That's
how I am.
That's
what are you quick on? Good listener. You can't be a good listener, so-called multitasking. I don't believe in multitasking. Now, if there ever was an occupation or job that you would think is multitasking, is flying an airplane. Because it seems like you got to do about 20, 30, 40, 50 things at once. But I don't believe you can. You can't do anything like it ought to be done while simultaneously doing something else. Now, you can do a lot of things if you focus on them and get off of it and focus on something else. But this multitasking, I can do a bunch of things at once, is a myth. Well, I can do it. No, you can't. Nobody can do a thing the way it ought to be done while doing something else. Just a fact.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me